Jesus said to them, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet come to believe." Belief is not easy. Trust is hard to give. Faith is not simple. But it is what we as Christians are supposed to have. Belief, trust, faith. Belief in God, trust in each other, faith in Jesus Christ and in His body, the church, and in His real presence here with us today. But why? Why are we called to believe? And what precisely does it mean to believe? In other words, what is faith? That is what we're going to look at today. What is faith? What does it mean to have faith? What does it mean to exercise faith? What does it mean to be a people of faith? That is what we're going to look at today, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. These things we pray in Jesus' holy name. And let the people of God say, Amen. Seeing is believing. I have a lot of friends in Missouri, both clergy and laity, and they often tell me, Greg, I'm not going to believe something until I see it. I'm not going to believe something until it comes right up here and I can see it with my own two eyes and touch it with my hands. Indeed, on their license plate it says, the Show Me State. St. Thomas, before he was a saint, would have been a great Missourian. A great Missourian. He said very clearly, I'm not going to believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the grave until I can see the holes in his hands and put my fingers in the holes in his hands and my finger in his side where he was pierced. If I don't see it and if I don't touch it, I will not believe. In fact, over the centuries, Thomas has gotten a bum rap for being the doubter, for being the one who said, I won't believe it until I see it, for being the one who said, I've got to see it with my eyes and touch it with my hands to believe that that's really the body of Jesus alive again. I must see and touch to believe. And because of that, we call him the doubting Thomas, and because of that, anyone who was a skeptic or a doubter, we call doubting Thomases. And yet, we better not be too hard on Thomas. For like our brothers and sisters a couple of states over in Missouri, we too want to see it and touch it to be able to believe it. Want to be able to see and touch to be able to believe and live accordingly. But Jesus turns that on its head today when he said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Not those who see and believe like Thomas and like the other apostles. No, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Somehow those who have not seen can yet have the faith to believe, can have the faith to act on that belief. Faith is a wonderful word, my friends. We often think, well, it just means to believe. No, it doesn't. There's far more to faith than simple belief. Now, you're going to get to the point that you will be able to preach this sermon yourself. Okay? Because you will hear this message at least once a year, probably twice a year, and as my parents can say, maybe even three or four times a year. because the centrality of the truth of the nature of faith and what it is and what it is not is important for us as Christians. I also believe in using visual aids. Let's see. Janet, you sat in this chair, didn't you? Okay. This chair looks solid to me. It's made out of metal. Looks pretty strong. Does it look strong to you? Mm-hmm. Looks strong to me, too. Janet, is it strong? It was for her. You know what? I really believe that chair will hold my weight. I'm a big guy. And I really and truly believe that this chair here will hold my weight. I believe it with all of my brain and all of my heart. I really and truly believe it. That chair will hold Greg Neal. But I think I'm going to sit down right over here. Now, is that faith? No. You get an A+ on your report card. That is not faith. That may be belief. That may be honest and sincere belief that that chair will hold me. But until I take that belief and put it into action and actually put my little rump down in the chair, I don't have faith. This is faith. This is even more faith. This is great faith. Faith is taking your belief and putting it into action. It's not just the act of believing. It's not just the process of saying, I think that chair will hold me, but I'm not going to actually act on it. Faith is taking that belief and putting it into action. Sitting in the chair. That's a simple illustration. How does it apply to the Christian faith? The Christian faith is not just believing that Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, and 3 days later was raised from the grave. That's not just what it is all about. Not up here. That's a good place to start. But it isn't all of it, friends. You've got to go the extra mile. You've got to complete it. And take that belief and put it into action. Step out with faith. Speak the words, I believe in Jesus Christ as Lord, my Lord and my God. Speak the words, I believe He came out of that tomb. And then put your life on those words. Hang it on those words. And act in faith. It's a wonderful story about a man who's walking along. And he's not paying much attention. And he's walking along and then suddenly, whoops! And he goes off the edge of a cliff. And as he's falling, he looks around as he's falling, and he grabs up, and he grabs the first thing he finds, and it's a tree limb, a root, that's coming out of the side of the cliff. And he's hanging onto this tree limb, and it's dark, and he's alone. And he knows that below him there must be quite a ways to the ground, and if he slips, he's going to die. And he's hanging on for dear life, and he shouts, "Is anybody up there?" And this voice echoes back down, "I'm up here. Help me." Okay. Let go of the root. And the man's hanging there for a minute. He thinks and he realizes he can't hang much longer anyway. And then he says, "Is anybody else up there?" And he hangs there all night long. Having heard, let go of the root. And he hangs there all night long. And then as the sun starts to rise, he looks down and he sees the ground is just 2 inches below his feet. And had he let go of the branch, he'd have been all right. The faith is obeying that word. Obeying that command. Obeying that voice. that sometimes says something that we think is absolutely nuts. Somebody died for me and was buried and was brought back to life? You don't see that on the New York Times front page often, do you? That sounds crazy. And yet I'm supposed to believe it and put my life into action, let go of that root, and trust that what's going to happen will be God's will? Yep, that's faith. That's faith, friends. Hearing it, believing it, and acting upon it. Well, Greg, I don't think I can do that. Sounds all nice, theoretical, good, and mushy, but I don't think I can really hang my life on this story. It's really weird. I just have to have a reason to believe. How do we really know that Jesus is right here, right now? You say He's here. You proclaim His real presence. Where is Jesus? Show me Jesus. I'm a Missourian. Show me Jesus. I'm not from Missouri. I'm from Texas. But that's the attitude. That's Thomas's line. I won't believe it until I see the holes and put my fingers in them. I want you to turn to the person next to you in the pew. Reach out and touch them. All right? Touch them. Really do it. They're real, aren't they? They feel real. They might feel a little squishy, but they're real. They're real. I want you to smell them. Go. They smell real. Some of them may smell real bad. I'm sure most of them smell real good. They smell real. They feel real. They look real. The person next to you may have blonde hair or brown hair or gray hair or no hair. They may be wearing a sweatsuit or a business suit or a dress. They may be young or they may be old. They may be rich or they may be poor. They may be in this church for years and years and years, or came through that door the first time this morning. That person that you touched, that person that you smelled, is part of the body of Christ. You want to see Jesus? You want to have a reason to sit in that chair? You want to have a reason to act on your belief and have faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Look at your neighbor. You're looking at Jesus. Uh-huh. Oh, no, Greg, I can't believe that He's Jesus. I don't want her to be Jesus. I can't stand her. She's Jesus. He's Jesus. All of you, all of us, members of the body of Christ, are Jesus here today. Where two or three are gathered together, there He is in the midst. Jesus is here. And the challenge that Thomas put to the disciples and then to Jesus, we face today. Can you show Jesus to other people? Can you express the life and the love and the grace of Jesus to everyone you meet? Can you? Yes, you can. And that's what the church is about. The church is about reaching out in faith with the grace and the love of Jesus to all the world. And we can sit inside these four walls and be proud of our Christian nature and proud of our membership in the body of Christ and do nothing to express the love of Jesus to everyone whom we meet. Or we can go out these doors into this town, into this community. And by the Holy Spirit of God and by His grace and power within us, we can express that love. We can express that real presence of Jesus in us to others. And that's what we are called as the people of God here at Siegelville to do. To be the body of Christ to a broken and hurting world. From the youngest to the oldest, we are called to express the love and the grace of Jesus to others. That's what we're going to be about here, my friends. Act in faith. Do what Thomas did. Ask for reasons to believe. You have many reasons to believe, my friends. You have the Scriptures, which proclaim the gospel, the good news. You have worship together. You have prayer. You have the hymn singing, the choir and the congregation singing wonderful music to God. You have many means of coming to believe and acting upon that belief, my friends. You have baptism. You have communion. You have many reasons to act in faith and express the love of Jesus to others. I challenge us here today as the body of Christ to be truly that community of faith that acts on its belief and goes out those doors and expresses that belief in words, in deeds of faith. Faith is an action which is based upon your belief and is sustained by the grace and the power and the love of God, which gives us the confidence to act. Act, my friends. Act in faith. Accept the grace that we offer. Accept the grace that God offers us in communion, in hymn singing, in worship, in preaching, in Scripture, in fellowship together, in baptism, in all of the means of grace, my brothers and sisters. I encourage you to receive and feed upon the wonderful, real presence of Jesus here today and know that He is here. Blessed are those who, not seeing, have yet come to believe. Blessed are you for your faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.